Hi there, everyone, and welcome to this College Baseball Daily Podcast. This is Seth Bernstein, and I'm joined on the phone by the closer for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, Dan Slania. Dan, nice to talk with you again. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. It's been since summer.
So talk about what you've been up to since we last talked over the summer. What did you do during the fall and the winter to get ready for this season?
Well, we had fall practices up until fall break back here, and then we've been lifting and running ever since, and we're starting to get kicked back up now. We've had 2 weekends in a row, done pretty well, and just practicing all the time as much as we can and trying to get better.
Big sweep for you guys at Tulane over the weekend. You're now 5-1. How important was it for you guys as a team to get off to a good start to the season?
It was pretty important. It was nice to have that. It was nice to have all the guys contribute, from the starting pitcher on Friday with Sean Fitzgerald to the last guy in the bullpen and Nick McCarty on Sunday. And then all the way through the lineup, too, from Frank DeFico, our captain, playing second base, starting us off in the first hole hitter, and then Trey and Jags both crushing the ball, and all the way down the line to the 9-hole. It's we've been doing real well and working hard.
Now talk about Jagielo for a second. He's hitting .500, already has 3 homers. Just how locked in is he?
He's pretty locked in. It's definitely fun to watch him, especially take BP and just watch him in the game. I remember even during summer, I would sit in the dugout and watch him and go, I still can't believe I'm lucky enough to actually have him on my team and not have to face him every day. So I'm pretty happy about that. He's very focused. He's ready to go, and we'll be ready for Big East when it starts in three weeks now, I think.
So you've pitched in 3 of Notre Dame's 6 games this year, including twice this past weekend. Still haven't given up any runs. How do you feel out there so far?
I feel like I'm getting better. I'm started off a little slower than I expected, but it feels good, and I'm more than ready to go this weekend when we face UMass and Tennessee on Friday, and then Virginia Tech on Saturday and Rhode Island on Sunday.
Now, which pitches have been most effective for you so far this year, and which ones are you still working to get back up to speed?
Fastball is the one that's been working the most. I've had command of it all year. It's been right there the entire time. Curveball has been working well, too. Changeup is in need of a little bit of work, but I've been working on that hard. And then the slider as well, I've been working on it hard as well. I think I'm going to have to call Coach from summer this week to see what he says. Coach Roberts.
Well, speaking of Coach Roberts, you really pitched well last summer under him with the Kettleers, a 1.52 ERA, 10 saves, 39 strikeouts, and you were the reliever of the year on the Cape. What'd you pick up over there that you've been able to carry over to Notre Dame?
Just attack the pitch every time. Go after the pitch, throw your pitch with conviction every time, and picked up the changeup. Coach Roberts is a great pitching coach. He really tries to teach your guys and help the guys out as much as he can. And whether it was Kyle Finnegan from Texas State or Brandon Bixler from Florida Gulf Coast, all those guys, we all picked up something. Just the littlest things. He was always there for us, always helping us out, always coaching us.
Now, you seem to keep racking up these milestones. Your save on Saturday was your 20th all-time for the Fighting Irish. That puts you 2nd in Notre Dame history in saves. Does that mean anything to you?
Right now, it doesn't. It's just a number, and it's going to keep going, hopefully, and I'll just keep helping the team win. So that's all that really matters right now, is getting a couple Ws for the team and working our way towards the postseason and Florida.
Now, I asked Coach Aoki this a little bit earlier. Now I'm going to get your opinion from the player's side. You guys play 4 different teams this weekend. How do you prepare for that during the week?
You focus on the first one, so we focus on Massachusetts first and then go from there. We attack every team the same way. We're the guys that have the target on our back. We'll start going. You don't really change your mentality from team to team, but instead you just go right at them from top to bottom.
That's all I got for now, Dan. Thanks for taking the time to talk today, and great talking with you again.
Yeah, you too, Seth. I'll talk to you later.
Best of luck this weekend.
All right, thank you very much.
That was Notre Dame closer Dan Slania. This has been a College Baseball Daily Podcast. I'm Seth Bernstein. Thanks again for listening in.